You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
Hi, I'm Mandira Banerjee, and today I'm talking to Jerry Bachman, a research professor at University of Michigan Institute for Social Research. In his new study, Bachman and his colleagues have found that if high school seniors work more than 15 hours, it adversely affects their college education. So tell us, what are the main findings of the study?
Well, first of all, we've been looking at high school students' work and the various things that seem to go along with that for 30 years now. But this study is the first time that we took a look at things that happened to them as much as 11 or 12 years later. And what we found is that if they work long hours during high school, that seems to have long-term costs in terms of whether they go to and complete college. And it also seems to have some effect on their becoming and remaining cigarette smokers.
Does this mean that high school students shouldn't get jobs if they want to go to college?
No, but it does suggest that they ought to limit the number of hours that they work.
If high school students are saving most of their earnings for college, is it okay then to work long hours?
Well, that idea has been around for some time, and other researchers have found that those who are saving most of their earnings for college do better and complete more college. But what we found is that, yes, that's true, but it's also true that among those who are saving for college, those that work the longest hours still are less likely to finish college.
And how can working long hours during 12th grade increase your chances of smoking dozen years later?
We were interested in sorting that out. And what we find is that those who work the long hours while in their senior year of high school are also more likely to be smokers right then. And then what happens is they become habituated, they become addicted. And so the patterns that are in effect by 12th grade stay with them for decades. We've done long-term research that shows into their 40s and 50s, the ones that were smoking more in high school are still more likely to be smokers.
What about other kinds of substance abuse?
During the high school years, those who are working the long hours are also more likely to occasionally drink heavily, to use marijuana, and to use other illicit substances. But those kinds of behaviors, usually among high school students, do not rise to the level of habituation or addiction. So what happens is, after high school, they get into different environments and different circumstances, and their substance use reflect those kinds of things.
So, you know, keeping all this in mind, what kind of advice would you have for students and their parents when it comes to part-time employment while they are in high school?
Well, first of all, you should try to hold down the hours. The less hours, the better, really, for many of the kinds of things we've looked at. But in any case, staying under 15 hours a week would be much better. The second thing is, if you do work, you'll make a bunch of money. Save some of it, save a lot of it if you can, for long-term kinds of things, for college or for a down payment on a home or an apartment or something like that. Don't just treat it as spending money. And finally, you should treat your job as an opportunity right then, even if it's not a very exciting job, to build an important credential as an employee. Get references from your supervisors and build a positive employment record. Show that you can show up on time. And if you tell your employers in advance that you will be asking for their evaluations and recommendations, then there's a good chance that both they and you will take your work experiences more seriously.
This is great talking to you today. Thank you for your time.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.